Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for devoting some of your time to me. Thanks for your being here. Thanks for your being surrendered to me. It could be safely done owing to your naivety, your old hands in offering yourselves, just as in being unsatisfied. You could think of that much experience as enough for protection. You are never to be made see reason. Again you make up to an alien dream of laying no claim on you. Again you look away from that dangerous world, give up your vigilance for hypnosis' sake. But the dream is not dreamt for your satisfaction, and hypnosis is coming to an end. You have committed again something you inevitably need to. You have your faith suspended for a while to be involved in a delusion, in an event excitingly related to your senses, but never to your faith. Nothing irredeemable, nothing leaving a mark on except a faint glimmer. This time you spend here is not real. It is motionless, lifeless, just a black hole you drop into, a tear of no matter if 3, 7, or 10 minutes, or world's end. Yet I should like to give you real time, just some minutes until behind your backs everything gets decided, just a small but definite quantity of time on my account, while your father in hospital is dying with a horrible face, while a cat burglar in your flat, taking fright at some noise, is cutting your sleeping child's throat up to the ears, while your lover is being raped in a dirty gateway, while the whole town round is becoming a desert of devastating radiation with the rubbish of burned bodies in the street. Just to miss something, just to be omitted, just to be unable either to defend yourselves or to help. You could never defend yourselves. You could never help. But that state of affairs has now got my name. I'm over your heads in knowing about what you can lose while being here. The longer the more. And 1 minute is perfectly enough for catastrophe. I play for time. I'm holding you up. I give more chance to that catastrophe. I should like you to have the misfortune while wasting your time here. That could give weight to these minutes, making them valuable, important, discernible, unique. I could give you the experience of irredeemability. You could comprehend at last how much you can lose. When you arrived here, you gave me possibility to hold you up. Now I take all responsibility. In your own interests do I make you feel to be cut from the outworld. I have had the doors locked and it is dark here. It has been within my power. You are taking part in a feat of strength. It is sex, as you have precluded resistance in a situation I am doing violence in. You have precluded resistance as you have a secret hope for catastrophe yourselves. That is why you're here. You need it. I know you all falling into events like butterflies into flames, only to escape unharmed and disillusioned. Namely, catastrophe belongs to the chosen. You are not going to be in that number again. You get away with it. You do not get the time to be minutes of your own. Contrarily, time has been halted here. You've got nothing to happen to yourselves. The two banks of time you are crowding in between are going to close soon, just like a wound. In return, I have nothing to offer you but my own time. This one I dispose of. Anything happening here is happening to me. My time is really getting on. You must rest satisfied with it. Your time is being clocked this way as well, even if with my minutes only. I can be alone in darkness, one single undisturbed picture. A picture so sharp and improbable as if being the last one. A picture so particular is not to be incidental, however. A picture like that is not to move. It is to wipe out any spectacle other than itself, impose silence on any alien sound, and come to being from darkness and quiet. It has to understand itself made possible by one single picture alone. If understanding could not be born after all, it would not mean the picture not being present long enough. It would mean the picture being too complicated to be comprehensible, and so it should be nearer to nothing. Thanks for trying to become nothing, even if against your will. Thanks for making me able to wipe out your spectacle. Thanks for rendering help to me. You belong to those pictures I must reduce the strength of, to have only one picture at last, a very simple one, just an axiom worth of asking about how far does it exist?